Welcome to the Memorial Day edition of the Blockout Sports Pod. My name is Travis Carter, and before we get started on the fun and frivolity of sports as we do each and every week here on the program, I wanted to take a moment to recognize and to celebrate the reason that we as a nation commemorate Memorial Day each and every year. Yesterday, I had the tremendous good fortune, as I have for the past several years, to attend the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500. While it is, in my opinion, the greatest spectacle in racing and the greatest race in the world, it is also a tremendous living monument to the armed forces of this country, and in particular to those men and women who have so heroically served and given their lives in the service of this nation. It is always a sobering and somber experience to be in a place with upwards of 350,000 people and to hear that place go almost completely silent at the invocation and the playing of taps as they do each and every year before the race. It never ceases to raise the hair on the back of my neck or give me goosebumps. But they also, every year for the past several years, have kind of dedicated the race, not simply to one person, but they do typically pick out one particular person from the state of Indiana who was killed in the line of duty, and give some of their story, recognize their family. And it is always a tremendous sense of indebtedness, I guess, for lack of a better term. And while they focus on one person, it is a reminder to us of all the people who have served and given their lives so heroically. With that being said, I would like to briefly memorialize and talk about a member of my extended family, one of my dad's closest friends and cousins growing up, who was killed in service in Vietnam. His name was Dennis Opal Bolton. He served, as I said, in Vietnam as a Marine. He was killed in action on April the 19th of 1967. And several years ago, when I went to the Vietnam Wall Memorial webpage, I was able to find his name and was able to find a comment from one of his fellow Marines that he left on that page. And I think this sums up the heroic nature of what these men and women do, and also the lives that are changed because of these type of things. And I wanted to share with you what one of Dennis's fellow Marines wrote on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall webpage. His name is Rick Allison, and he says, "I was the shooter on that op and had already been wounded when Dennis took the second round meant for me. He was trying to move me to safer cover. He would not leave me behind as he should have. When he died in my arms, much of me died with him. I am forever indebted to him and humbled by his heroic sacrifice. I relive the 19th of April, 1967, nearly every day. What I remember most, though, was his infectious and peaceful smile, present even as he took his last breath of life. I think that sums things up very well. So for Dennis Bolton and all the heroic men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have given their lives in service of this country, we thank you for the debt that can never be repaid. And thank you for listening. Upstairs editing studio on top of the Bill's Famous Cheese Spread Studios. This is your host and moderator, Travis Carter, saying the Blockout Sports Pod is about to be back on the air. You might notice that tonight's episode, if you're listening to part one right here, was just some personal thoughts on Memorial Day and a remembrance of a relative of mine. Last night when we recorded this podcast for the first 16 minutes, myself and Mr. Electricity Whiteboard Jody discussed not only his personal feelings on Memorial Day, but some of his traditions that he follows as some of you might know, some of you probably don't. Jody is a Marine and served honorably from 1993 to 1996 at various places around the United States, and he makes it a point every year to, on Memorial Day, go to Zachary Taylor Cemetery, where he says he meets lots of other veterans. They reminisce, talk, remember their friends, and so forth. And we discussed that at some length yesterday at the beginning of the show before Freddie called in. Unfortunately, due to a technical glitch of some sort, those first 16 minutes of the program have been lost somewhere in the ether. They are floating around somewhere in the universe, but I cannot seem to find them. So part two of this episode will begin when Freddie calls in, and we have a regular episode beyond that. We also mentioned in the part that no longer exists that Tuna had other plans being Memorial Day and was unable to be here, but we should have the full crew back in studio, hopefully with the technical glitches figured out. That show will be recorded next Wednesday and should be released on Thursday. So enjoy this episode of the Blockout Sports Pod, where Freddie recaps his trip and talks about how he consumed the Indianapolis 500. I drone on and wax poetic about the 500, as I am wont to do, and Jody has some really heartfelt thoughts at the end regarding the tragic death of PGA golfer Grayson Murray. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. We look forward to seeing you all again next week. And as always, thank you for listening.